Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your grace and your mercy. We thank you for how, as we walk through your word, that you address so many of the challenges that we face.
主，我们感谢你的恩典和怜悯。你让我们来面对我们所要面对的这许多的挑战。
And so, Lord, we recognize all of us are students of Jesus.
我们都是从主耶稣来学。
And thank you for your patience with us.
感谢你的忍耐。
Help us to hear today this word that is perhaps a reminder of how you see marriage.
帮助我们今天来明白在你眼中怎样来看这个婚姻。
And for those among us who maybe their hearts are tender about this particular topic, we pray for grace and mercy.
让我们在听这教导的时候，我们有一个温柔的心。
So I ask the Holy Spirit to have His way among us this morning.
愿圣灵今天在我们当中能够运行。
In Jesus' name.
从耶稣的名祷告。
Amen. Yeah. Good to be with you today. Yeah. About halfway through. This is a topic, you know, if you decide to actually preach through a book of the Bible, you cannot hide from the text that maybe some preachers might not want to talk about.
我们马可福音已经过半了，如果我们是教导整卷的马可福音，那我们来到这一章，这是我们无可回避的。
Right. Today's message is about love.
今天的信息是关于爱。
Commitment and faithfulness.
信实守诺。
About keeping your promises.
遵守诺言。
Yeah. And it's about, I think, something we all need to be reminded of.
我们每一个人都需要被提醒。
Because we're living in days where people too quickly marry and then too quickly dissolve their marriages.
因为我们所处的时代就是人对婚姻的态度非常的随便，很快就结婚，很快又离弃。
And so I want to contextualize a little bit of how this message relates to me as well.
我可能先交通一点，就是这个信息在它的背景对于我自己有什么关系。
Because maybe as you hear me try to work it out, this text among us, you might think, oh, David's really black and white.
因为不然的话，你听我的信息可能会有误会，你觉得说我就是这样的非黑即白。
Or maybe you'll think, oh, wow, he sounds pretty judgmental.
或者你说我是在判断别人。
But I want to share with you that I'm just speaking as one broken man who is experiencing healing to other broken people who are experiencing God's healing.
但是我想交通的，其实我也是个破碎的人，我是需要神的医治。那我经历这些，我也是跟需要医治的人来交通。
I believe in marriage. Yeah.
我相信婚姻。
And so I married my nephew last night.And my son about 2.5 weeks ago.
我大概两周前我给我的侄儿还有我的儿子他们都举行主持婚礼。
And I've had the honor of marrying a number of couples over the last 20 years or so.
在过去二十年里我也主持过很多的婚礼。
But I had a woman that by God's help we were able to walk together for 40 years.
感谢神，我与我的妻子，我们一同也走过四十年的婚姻。
And she, as some of you may have heard, she was a remarkable person.
大家也许有的人已经听见过见证她实在是非常奇妙的。
Because she was able to stick with me, and I'm one of those people that's not easy to live with.
因为实在是很稀奇，我的太太与我一同走过这么长的时间对于我这个很难被忍耐的人，能够忍受我这样的人。
Especially the first half of my marriage, the first 20 years, it took me a while to grow up and become someone that really cherished my wife.
尤其是在我婚姻的前二十年，我就是需要很多的成长和成熟，直到很久很久，我才真正懂得来体谅珍惜我的太太。
And I think a lot of women would have left me. My personality is very intense.
我是个粗人，那在很多 也许很多太太忍受不了像我这样的人，就会很快离开了。
But she stayed with me.
但是她与我在一起。
And she was rewarded during the last maybe 10-20 years of her life when I really cherished her. And we often reminded each other, you know, how important our relationship was.
在后面的15-20年里，我们就真正的学会来珍视我的太太，来感激她的陪伴。
But this topic, you know, I think it touches all of us because we see everywhere. We see marriage and we see divorce and we see remarriage and yeah.
今天的信息是有讲到婚姻，有讲到休妻、离婚，也讲到再婚。
Is it okay to divorce? That's kind of the question we're looking at today.
是不是今天的问题就是说人休妻或者说离婚是可以的吗？
And I think most of us would answer, well, that depends on why you would want to divorce.
我们大多人是说，那可能取决于这个原因是什么。
Has your spouse changed too much or not enough?
是你原因是你的配偶从来不改变或者改变的太多了。
Overweight, too domineering?
或者说他太盛气凌人了。
When is it okay to divorce your spouse?
怎样的情形这个离婚才是合理的呢？
Well, today we want to hear from Jesus.
今天我们所要听的是耶稣的教导。
And so we're going to continue in the Gospel of Mark so we can maybe recapture the heart of God on this matter.
我们要诚实的来看在神的心中是如何的。
Yeah, so Paul gave some warnings in some of his letters about how challenging marriage can be.
保罗好像给我们有一点警告说婚姻的挑战在哪里。
Right.And so as we are moving through this text today, we see that Jesus has been traveling. We get this background from Mark. It says Jesus left that place. They were in Capernaum and he went into the region of Judea and across the Jordan. And again, crowds of people came to him and as was his custom, he taught them.
这里我们第一节看到耶稣从那里起身来到犹太的境界并约旦河外众人又聚集到他那里。他又照常教训他们。
So Jesus and the disciples have headed south.
耶稣是和他的门徒是往南。
Down through Judea.
穿过了犹大境界。
And now they're in an area where Herod Antipas is over the district of Perea, around the river Jordan.
是在这个西律安提帕的所管辖的那个地方，叫做比里亚。
Where those scenes early in the Gospels, we see John the Baptist baptizing people.
也就是圣经开始讲到施洗约翰靠近那个施洗的地方。
And Jesus and his disciples are making their way gradually toward Jerusalem.
耶稣和他的门徒是向着耶路撒冷而行。
And we read in verse 2, some of the Pharisees came as they listened to Jesus and they tested him by asking, is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife?
有法利赛人来问他说人休妻可以不可以，意思是要试探他。
And so we could see here, if you read between the lines, that the Pharisees are testing Jesus about this, you know, debatable issue about divorce.
我们知道从字里行间你可以读到法利赛人他们的就是要用这个有争议的话题来试探耶稣。
And they're trying, of course, to trip Jesus up, to entrap him.
他们就是要在话里面设一些陷阱，让耶稣掉进去。
It's important to remember where are they?
我们要记得他们在哪里。
Right, because the context, you know, the context matters as we try to understand the scriptures.
就是当他们来试探耶稣的时候，他们在是在哪里说这个话？他们所在的地方很重要。
And what happened there earlier with John the Baptist as he spoke out?
当那个施洗约翰公开的说到那件事情的时候，得到怎样的反应？
So if you know the background a little bit, you remember their question probably relates to Herod and his unlawful marriage to Herodias.
我们记得说圣经上记载这个西律安提帕和那个西罗底那个不法的婚姻。
And they had this adulterous relationship that John the Baptist was willing to speak up about.
他们的彼此的关系是一个犯奸淫的。
And it's the same subject actually because John spoke up about it, he was arrested and then finally even executed.
当施洗约翰公开的批评这件事情的时候他就被下到监牢里后来也被砍了头。
So this is what we're talking about when we say that they're trying to set Jesus up to entrap him. So he'll also speak out about this matter.
所以他们就在这个叙利所管辖的地盘上面来问耶稣这个问题，意思就要来陷害耶稣。
Yeah, and so this is a touchy subject. Probably a lot of people were talking about it at that time.
所以说这个就是这个问题所令人棘手的地方。
But Jesus, you know, he's always watching. He's very discerning.
但是耶稣他是明辨这一切的。
He discerns their duplicitous intent.
他耶稣知道他们心里所想的。
And so he answers them with a question, right?
耶稣用一个问题来回答他们。
The Pharisees, of course, you know, prided themselves on the fact that they studied the scriptures, knew the scriptures very well, but so did Jesus.
这些问的人是法利赛人，他们很懂得圣经，那个耶稣也是如此。
And so Jesus answers their question with a question. Yeah.
耶稣用一个问题来回答他们。
And he wants to get to the heart of the matter about the intent of marriage.
耶稣的回答就触及了婚姻真正的核心。
So he says, well, what did Moses command you? Is what Jesus asked them.
这里第三节说，摩西吩咐你们的是什么？
Yeah, what did he actually say? What did he command regarding marriage?
耶稣摩西怎么说？他怎么吩咐？
So Jesus is referring to God's original command given in the garden.
耶稣就是回到神在伊甸园中所给的命令。
And so Moses' command, of course, means it was given by God.
摩西所吩咐的乃是根据神所吩咐的。
And it's interesting that we see, as we read between the lines, Jesus and the apostles believe that Moses wrote these scriptures, the Genesis scriptures.
注意是耶稣和这些使徒们，他们相信是摩西写下了《创世纪》这本书。
And so I think he's referring to this passage here in Genesis.
我相信他耶稣所指的是《创世纪》第二章二十四节。
And a lot of us were familiar with this text.
我们大家都很熟悉这个经文。
Therefore a man shall leave his father and his mother and hold fast to his wife and they shall become one flesh.
人要离开父母与妻子联合，二人成为一体。
And I underscored hold to your spouse fast.
这里我突出来说这个字叫做联合。
So through Moses, God commanded that a man and his wife make their union a high priority in their lives.
所以说看见摩西很突出强调人与妻子的联合是非常非常重要的。
Yeah, they enter into this relationship and cultivate a bond where two actually become one.
二人成为一体。
Yeah, it's a beautiful vision, a bond intended to last until death.
这个美好的关系是一直是终身的关系。
I just keep thinking of that word picture, holding fast to your spouse.
这个字的意思就是联合，那字英文字面的意思就是要彼此紧紧的抓在一起。
Yeah, such a union, such a bond that God has called his people to.
这是神呼召属他的人所进入的关系。
And this was God's, this is his idea, this is God's doing, this whole thing about marriage.
这是神对于婚姻的意念。
It's the ideal that he has called us to embrace it, to honor this relationship.
神也是呼召人进入这样的关系并持守尊重这样的关系。
So are there legitimate reasons for divorce?
所以有没有在哪一种情况休妻或者说离婚是合理的呢？
I mean, there has to be a few, right? Because the Pharisees bring it up about what Moses said, about some kind of exception.
所以法利赛人他们就引经据典讲到摩西所讲的情形。
And this is the point, of course, that the Pharisees are trying to make, at least partially. Yeah.
这就是法利赛人他们所要找的根据。
And so we see in verse 4, right, the religious leaders, they respond to Jesus, well, Moses permitted a man to write a certificate of divorce and send her away.
他们说摩西许人写了休书便可以休妻。
Right, yeah. And so they want, I think, probably want to justify their own position.
他们要这个来为自己背书。
And it's true that there are grounds and legitimate reasons for divorce, it seems, yeah.
所以说有的时候确实这个休妻或者说离婚有合理的理由。
And Jesus names at least one sexual immorality.
这里就是有这个因为犯奸淫的缘故。
And we read about it in texts like Deuteronomy 24. Right.
在生命记24章第一节。
We won't read it, we don't have really the time. Matthew, in the parallel account of this particular incident, in Matthew 19, reads as follows.
同样在马太福音十九章第九节也这样说。
Jesus says, I say to you, whoever divorces his wife except for sexual immorality and marries another commits adultery.
我告诉你们，凡休妻另娶的，若不是为淫乱的缘故，就是犯奸淫了。
Of course, beyond sexual immorality, I think most of us would agree that divorce is probably the best thing in situations where there's physical abuse, physical harm in the marriage.
除此以外，我们大多数人相信说，如果有这些暴力或者虐待的事情，也是一个理由。
So what are the reasons then for this concession? Let's flesh that out a little bit.
但是让我们回到神的话中，让我们看这里所讲的是什么，这些特许，这些例外的事。
So God in His loving kindness has accommodated us, right? He's given concessions due to our own human frailties and weaknesses.
神是有怜悯的，他知道在人的软弱当中，他给人一点一些例外特许的情形。
To protect us also from spousal abuse.
来防止一些配偶之间的虐待。
And regarding the latter, God's law gives wives protection. It prevented a man from simply, you know, telling his wife goodbye, but still feeling like he has some kind of claim or right over her.
这个休书的目的乃是说当这个是为了保护妻子，当妻子离开之后，这个丈夫不会跳出来说又主张他对妻子有某种的权利。
So yes, divorce was permitted, but you know, was only to prevent worst abuses in the relationship.
所以这个休书的目的是为了防止虐待，是说如果休妻，必须是有书面的休书，而不是说写了休书就可以休妻。
Of course not.
是反过来的，是说如果休妻的事发生，必须有书面的证明。这样子丈夫不可以反过来又说这个妻子的身体又是属于他的。
Yeah, not just in the marital relationship, but actually in the family as well. This abuse plays out.
这个同样的原则也适用于家庭当中出现一些虐待的情形。
Of course, the examples the Pharisees are quoting regarding the certificate of divorce confirms this granting wives or deserted husbands closure or a legal means to move on.
所以法利赛人就举出这个休书来作为他们的依据，就是说认为这就是合理的理由。
Right. So let's review just real quickly. Concessions were given by God through Moses.
神借着摩西给出了一些例外的特许。
First of all, due to human sin, like adultery.
第一个就是因为犯奸淫的缘故。
To protect wives from spousal abuse.
也是防止妻子受丈夫的虐待。
And their families from even worst abuses.
也是保护配偶或者说家庭的成员防止有那个虐待。
Unfortunately, Moses' concession has itself been abused.
但是这个摩西的这些特许也被人滥用。
Right, yeah. We should keep in mind that Jesus had come to a culture which believes a man can divorce his wife simply by scribbling a note and pushing her out the door. It's very true back in the first century.
我们知道说在当时的第一世纪，所以人就有这样的误会，觉得说摩西讲的就是说你只要写一张纸就可以把妻子休了。
I know it's hard for us to imagine that, but that was the reality, and then the wife would be left destitute.
所以我们很难相信这就是当时人的认为就是这样子，就是这个妻子或者孩子是可以被丢弃的。
Yeah, and one particular man named Steve Wilmhurst, who writes an online commentary, said that it's a kind of a culture where for many divorces justifiable if you find another spouse that's more attractive.
这里有一个人叫做史蒂夫， 他写的书里面提到，当时就是说很常见的，就是说休息的原因，就是他发现有另外一个人更加吸引他，这就是可以是休息的理由。
But Jesus rejects all of that.
但是耶稣拒绝这样的理由。
Because a woman is not your wife is not your property.
因为妻子并不是你的财产。
It's not someone you just dispense with when you tire of her.
并不是说你感觉厌倦了就可以丢弃的。
And the same is true for a husband, or a husband just property, or someone you dispense with when you grow bored with him.
当然妻子对丈夫也是同样的。
Right. Moreover, this idea that a husband might actually commit adultery against his wife was really revolutionary in the first century.
这个在当时是很革命性的，就是说到丈夫会使得导致妻子犯奸淫，这样的想法是在当时是很革命性的。
We see Jesus giving women dignity, showing the value of their lives.
我们看见说耶稣他尊重妇女。然后看见他们的价值。
In a time and a culture and a day when women didn't have a lot of protection, right?
在当时他们所处的时代，对妇女没有什么保护。
And I think it's just as wives and husbands today maybe misunderstand the significance, the sanctity of this relationship we call marriage.
直到今日，我们也是开始忽视这个婚姻的神圣性。And
far too many people enter this relationship ill prepared.
许多人进入婚姻，他们一点也没准备好。
And flippant, really ready to dispense with it if it becomes too hard, too disappointing, too challenging.
遇到这些困难，遇到挑战，他们就很容易就离弃了。
So Jesus answers, it was because your hearts were hard.That Moses wrote you this law.
所以耶稣回答说，耶稣是许你们，是因为你们的心硬。
So all throughout history, we see God accommodating His people out of love. He brings accommodation, but I think He's grieved with how hard our hearts can become.
耶稣总是以温柔的心待人，但是他为人的心硬而忧愁。
Right.Yeah, that includes the hearts of people like you and I, people who profess Christ.
这里的人也包括你和我，我们是叫主来担忧的。
Who, if we're not careful, if we don't keep our hearts, as it says in Proverbs 4, verse 23, they can easily become hardened.
如果我们不警醒的话，我们的心很容易就变硬了。
Right, and Paul talks about this as well in some of his pastoral epistles. He says, their love has grown cold.
保罗在他的书信里也会说到，就是人的爱心就会变得冷淡。
So Jesus in effect says, yes, Moses permitted divorce, yes, but it was merely an accommodation that God permitted, which was far from God's ideal.
所以当耶稣说摩西许你们，给你们这些条例，是因为你们的心硬，但是神起初并不是这样。
And then Jesus continues in verse 6 and he says, But at the beginning of creation, God made them male and female.
第六节，但从起初创造的时候，神造人是造男造女。
This is God's good design for marriage.
这是神对婚姻的美好的设计。
So why is Jesus going back to the beginning and talking about, you know, the very first verses in the scripture that we see about this relationship?
那为什么耶稣要回到起初来说到起初神创造的时候所给的这个设计？
Why does he link it to the creation of man and woman?
为什么耶稣把它连接回去到起初造人的时候，造男造女？
Yeah, maybe it'll be helpful if we look at some of those scriptures that talk about God's design when he created us male and female.
也许我们来可以读神的话，为什么当初造男造女这样的设计是怎样的？
Scriptures like Genesis 1:27, God created man in His own image. In the image of God, He created him, male and female, He created them, and God blessed them.
Yeah, 当初神造人的时候，乃是照着他自己的形象，然后造男和造女。
Yeah.Yeah. No, that means we didn't simply evolve somehow naturally, right? We were blessed by God. We were actually created by God.
这并不是一个自然产生的结果，而是神就是这样定义、这样设计的。
For this purpose, to reflect our Creator.
啊，因为在这样的关系当中，能够反映出啊造我们的神。
And to bring Him glory, and so we were made in God's image.
啊，因着我们是照着神的形象而造，来让神得到荣耀。
So as you look around this room, I see many of you, I think all of you, bear the image of your Creator. You bear the image of God.
当我看见我们在坐在这里的每一位，我们身上都有神的形象。
And I think it's helpful if we remind ourselves as we walk through this life, even when we're in the company of people we enjoy, or in the company of people we don't so much enjoy, that they are created in the image of God.
让我们记得我们今生在这个地上我们所遇到的有叫我们觉得说在一起很快乐的人也叫我们忧愁的人但是他们身上也仍然有神的形象。
So if we move in Genesis from chapter 1 to chapter 2, we zoom in a little bit more.
我们然后再从启示录第一章再往前一点。
And we see the following scriptures, Genesis 2:18, the Lord God said, It's not good for the man to be alone. I will make a helper suitable for him.
在启示录第二章那里说那人独居不好我要造一个配偶帮助他。
And we're just going to focus on the dark text in the black, like verse 18 and then also verse 23. Then the man said, wow, as he sees the woman that God created from him, he said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, for she was taken out of man.
我们就注重看这个黑体的部分。到了23节亚当就说这是我骨中的骨肉中的肉她应当称为女人因为这是从男人的身中取出来。
And verse 24, for this reason a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife and they will become one flesh.
为这缘故人要离开父母与妻子联合二人成为一体。
Wow, I mean, that's beautiful. I've heard and read this passage many times, as you probably have over the years, but I find it necessary for me to return to it from time to time and be reminded of the dignity of how we were brought into this life.
我在这些年间我们读过许多次的读这些圣经但是我们还是要常常的彼此的提醒。
Yeah.We were created by God. Marriage is an institution founded, established by God.
我们是照着神的形象来造的人，婚姻是照着神所设计而有的。
To reflect His qualities, right? To reflect the qualities of God Himself.
要反映出神自己的性情品质。
To be united to another person. The Bible uses in English the old word to cleave to your wife.
在彼此的联合
becoming eventually one flesh
成为一体
wow reflecting the unity the faithfulness and the love of God
要为了要彰显神的为了彰显神的爱
so you know I just saw my son got married right I pray for him like you do you probably pray for your kids every day and I pray as they grow in marriage I pray that they will reflect these qualities of God himself the unity of God the faithfulness of God the undying love of God in their relationship
我的儿子刚刚结婚你们当中有些人也经历过就是我会不断地为他祷告祈求他能够经历能够也来彰显神的爱神的信实
So in response to our plea for exceptions about this whole thing, marriage and divorce, you know, Jesus points us to our roots.
当我们来谈到这个婚姻的联合的时候，耶稣把我们带回到他的源头。
Yeah, he takes us back to where it started and what God's intent was.
起初的时候，神的意念是怎样的？
To the beginning of creation when God created us, creating Eve from Adam near his heart to be at his side.
当起初神创造的时候他是从亚当的肋旁在最靠近心的地方来造出这个女人。
To need one another in marriage.
把他们联合在一起进入这个婚姻。
Right, to complete and complement one another.
来彼此的成全。
To express God's own glorious image in this union of man and wife.
神荣耀的形象可以在这个神圣的关系当中彰显出来。
That's why in chapter 10, Jesus quotes Genesis 2:24.
所以这是为什么在马可福音第十章耶稣用到了创世纪第二章二十四节。
So we're back in Mark 10 now, and we're going to see Jesus take this passage and add something to it.
所以我们看见耶稣他用到了创世纪第二章他又加上一些。
Yeah, so we won't read verse 7, but look at the second part of verse 8, so they are no longer two, but one. Therefore, what God has joined together, let man not separate.
既然如此，夫妻不再是两个人，乃是一体了。
Yeah, I love that. Yeah, wow, they're no longer two, but one.
那不再是两个，乃是一个。
How do you look at your spouse today? You that are married, how do you look at your spouse?
今天我们怎么样看我们自己的配偶
？Not two, but one.
不再是两个人，乃是一体的。
Right, husband and wife becoming.One. Yeah.
夫妻成为一体。
So I think no wonder it hurts so much to lose your spouse, right? Two become one, and then, you know, you lose your spouse, it's major trauma. Yeah.
所以今天就看见说，所以说如果是一，然后再把它分开，就会有极大的痛苦。
Yeah. This is a process. It's a beautiful process. This is the beautiful design of God for husband and wife.
所以这个夫妻乃是神所定、神所设计的这个美好的关系。
So this way that we see among many young people today is, well, you know, she does her thing and I do mine.
今天很多年轻的夫妇可能他们就是各行其事。
Yeah, she has her bank account, I have mine.
她有她的银行账号，我有我的银行账号。
She has her life, I have mine.
她有她的生活，我有我的生活。
He works over there, I don't like it over there, so I live over here.
她在那里上班，我不喜欢那里，我就在这里。
I mean, that really seems to miss God's intent for marriage.
这样我们就失去了神起初创造婚姻的意念。
God's vision to become one.
神的意念是要二人成为一体。
At first physically, and then more and more holistically, they become united in every aspect.
不仅是身体的联合，也是全人的联合。
This is God's doing.
这是神所要做的。
What God has joined together, let no one separate.
神所配合的人不可分开。
So,Evidently, we're not supposed to take this whole relationship too lightly, too casually.
有的时候我们对这样的关系太随便了。
Like, no, this is just a human agreement. If it doesn't work out, no big deal. I'll marry somebody else.
我们觉得这只是人之间的一个协议。如果我不喜欢了，我就另找一个。
And it's interesting to this quote from Genesis Jesus gave that he adds this last part. What God has joined together, let man not separate. I think that's interesting.
所以很有意思，耶稣不仅引用了创世纪，他也加上了自己的话，神所配合的人不可分开。
Not surprisingly, Jesus seems to really captured, you know, the heart of the matter.
耶稣真正抓住这件事的核心。
That marriage and restricting this special relationship, this union should be to only one man and one woman.
所以这个婚姻的本质是一个男人一个女人。
A beautiful intimate act or experience given as a gift by God.
乃是这件婚姻的关系乃是由神所赐予的。
Which if other people are watching reflects the glory of God.
当在外人面前所见证的乃是神的荣耀。
The fidelity, the intimacy, the love, the communion that we see in the Godhead also revealed in these relationships of marriages by God's people.
神格中的爱和亲密的关系乃是借着夫妻的关系来表现出来。
So that's why I think, you know, Christian weddings are so moving, right?
这就是为什么基督徒的婚礼是那么感人。
And I, to me, it's a mystery why so many Christians are taking their cues from the world. Right?
但是不幸的就是很多基督徒他们是从这个世界里面去找根据。
Don't they see that marriage is a gift, a good gift from God?
我们不要忘记婚姻乃是神所赐的美好的礼物。
I always loved this verse because I recognized early on that my wife was just a tremendous gift, this one from Proverbs 18:22.
我记得说我想到我的妻子就我很感恩这里想到在箴言18章那里所写的。
The man who finds a wife finds a treasure.
得到贤妻的就是得到一个宝藏。
And he receives favor from the Lord.
也在神的眼前蒙喜悦。
I received favor, 40 years of favor. Wow.
我在神面前蒙福了40年。
Some of you are still receiving that favor now.
我们当中有许多还是继续在蒙神的祝福。
Don't take it lightly.
不要轻看。
Right.We don't know what tomorrow will bring.
我们不知道明日如何。
Right. So I think when we go, like yesterday, I was at this wedding with my nephew, and I think deep down inside, we realize, why do we cry at weddings? We realize something significant is happening here.
前两天我主持这个侄儿的婚礼，当中就有人在，有人流泪。我们知道说，因为他们知道说这是一个美好的见证。
I think we realize marriage is sacred.
我们要意识到婚姻是神圣的。
Right, it's a beautiful gift from God.
是神所赐美好的礼物。
And that God's ideal is good.
神的意思是好的。
Right. And we see also echoes of this throughout the rest of the New Testament, like in Paul's letter to the Ephesians.
我们看见说这个在保罗以弗所书里面也是回响在以弗所书中。
We won't read this entire passage, but I want to draw your attention to the sections in bold.
我们不会读整段，我们就看这些黑体的部分。
Like Arshaba, husbands ought to love their wives as their own bodies.
丈夫也当爱妻子，如同自己的身体。
Because they are one, right? So you love your own body. You are one, so you must love that other one that has become one with you.
你要爱那个与你成为一体的。
He who loves his wife loves himself.
爱他妻子的就是爱他自己。
Yeah. And then down in verse 33, each one of you should love his wife as he loves himself.
当爱妻子如同爱自己一样。
Right. These aren't words only for the marriage ceremony. These are words for living.
这些话不是只是为了在婚礼上讲的，而是为我们过日子的时候所要用的。
And that's why the intimacy of becoming one is forbidden outside of marriage.
这就是为什么在婚姻之外的亲密关系是不许可的。
This is an exclusive relationship, an intimate act.
这个关系，这是一个亲密的关系，这个关系是排他的。
Reserved for an exclusive, intimate relationship with your other half.
我们与我们的另一半是有一个排他性的亲密的关系。
Right, yeah. Which pictures Christ's relationship to the church.
这个也是基督与教会关系的一幅图画。
Right. And then I put skip there because we're not going to look at this one. We got too many scriptures, okay?
Christians should. 我们有太多经文了。
We should avoid sexual immorality beyond marriage at all cost.
那我们要逃避淫行。
We should avoid it like the plague. And so Paul says here in his letter to the Corinthians, verse 18 of chapter 6, flee, flee from it, run from it, flee from sexual immorality.
保罗在那里说要远避淫行。
Right? Your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit of God.
因为我们的身体是圣灵的殿。
It's the temple where God dwells.
是神所居住的殿。
You are not your own, he goes on to say.
那我们不是自己的。
Yeah, so you are to honor God in your relationship with your spouse, right?
要在与配偶的关系上来荣耀神。
Honor God with your body.
在我们的身子上面要荣耀神。
Right, this relationship with God is not about my soul or my spirit. I'm going to fly off and go to heaven. This relationship is embodied relationship in the here and now, and how we live matters.
啊，这个与神的关系不仅仅是在灵与魂啊，乃是有形有体的。
Right, the scriptures teach that we don't own our own bodies.
啊，圣经告诉我们说，我们不能够主张自己的身子。
Because God has bought us at a great price.
因为我们乃是重价买来的。
At great cost to Himself.
啊，是神用重价所买来归他自己的。
And if you're married, it also belongs to your spouse. Your body belongs to your spouse.
啊，我们在婚姻当中，我们的身子也属于我们的配偶。
So whether you're married or whether you're single, don't adopt the corrupt mindset of the world.
啊，不管你是现在是在结婚了还是你是单身，不要让这个世界来污染我们的思想。
Sometimes you'll hear about it, right? When people are interviewed on social media, it's my body. Don't tell me what to do with my body.
我们经常看见在社交媒体上面，现在年轻人所有的观念就是我自己的身体就是由我来主张。
Jesus' response, the New Testament response is no. Wait a second. God is present. God dwells with His people.
啊。耶稣在新约当中，耶稣的回应是：啊，神是在我们的当中。
He dwells in us. He dwells among us, and we must safeguard and keep holy, set apart this relationship.
啊，耶稣啊，神住在我们里面，神也住在我们当中，所以我们要在这样的关系当中来荣耀神。
So let's review real quickly. A husband and wife. This is the design. A husband and wife united.
我们很快的复习一下，就是我们看见丈夫与妻子的联合。
But this relationship has been undermined by hard-hearted people.
我们知道说，当心硬的时候，就让这样的关系受到危害。
Nevertheless, two becoming one is not my idea, it's not your idea, it's God's design.
而且二人成为一体，不是是我们的想法啊，乃是神的意念。
And this is hard. This whole thing about marriage and divorce is not an easy matter that we can quickly resolve.
这些关于婚姻或者离婚的这些观念不是那么容易的，不是一下就那么容易解决的。
Yeah, and so we find Jesus. You know, his own disciples have questions about this, and they think, "Wow, this is kind of a hard teaching."
所以耶稣的门徒们他们也认为这样的教训是不容易的。
So they ask him privately, right? Yeah.
所以他们就来暗暗地问耶稣。
They need clarification. So we read in verse 10, when they were in the house again, the disciples asked Jesus about this. And Jesus answered, anyone who divorces his wife and marries another woman commits adultery against her. And if she divorces her husband and marries another man, she commits adultery.
第十节那里，到了物理门徒就问他这事，耶稣对他们说，凡休妻另娶的，就是犯奸淫，辜负他的妻子。妻子若离弃丈夫另嫁，也是犯奸淫了。
Right, illegitimate divorces, not all divorces, but illegitimate divorces constitute or lead to adultery.
不合法的离婚就导致犯奸淫。
There are some, obviously, we saw already today. There are some divorces that are legitimate, right? But we're not talking about this. Jesus is talking about illegitimate separations and divorces.
啊，这个离婚也有合理的。
Right, a husband discarding or leaving his wife because he thinks he found something better. That kind of thing.
一个就是因为丈夫或者已经丢弃他的妻子。
Or a wife leaving her husband to marry another man.
或者妻子离弃她的丈夫去另嫁别人。
Just like what was happening in their time with Herod and Herodias.
啊，其中的例子我们就看见那个希罗底。
Right, yeah. So this prompted, we see, as we look at the parallel passage in Matthew, prompted the disciples to say, well, maybe it's better not to marry.
啊，如果我们看见马太福音十九章那里说，那样的话人不娶妻倒好。
Yeah, do you understand Jesus' answer?
你知道耶稣是怎样的回答？
He's just saying, don't be too flippant, don't be too careless, don't be too much in a rush about getting into marriage.
那里只是说，不要那么轻率的进入这个婚姻的关系。
or divorcing. Don't rush either one of those. Those are big decisions, right?
这是非常重大的决定。
For when a husband leaves his wife for a newer, younger model, right? Or if the wife leaves her husband because the new prospect seems to love her and understand her, there's trouble, right?
就是当丈夫离弃妻子，好像就要找一个更年轻的，或者说妻子要离弃丈夫，他就是说有另外一个人好像对他更好。
You're on the path toward adultery.
那就是在一个犯奸淫的路上。
How is that possible? Because terminating a marriage on those kind of flimsy grounds is unlawful in the eyes of God.
在神的眼中，因为这样的理由就离弃婚姻，这是不合法的。
Like when husbands or wives disregard their vows, the commitment they made before God.
当他们违背在神面前所立的誓言。
And you know, I don't sometimes think young people realize what they're doing when they make their vows before God.
我有时候不知道是不是那些年轻的夫妇当他们立誓的时候，他们明白那个誓言的含义。
But as we read through the entire scripture, we see that God takes your vows and your commitments very seriously.
如果我们看整本的圣经，我们知道说神重视在他面前所立的这样的誓约。Yeah.
Sometimes his people don't take it seriously, but God takes it seriously.
有的时候神的百姓对此不够重视，但是神非常的看重。
Do you hear me?This commitment, this vow, is so significant in the eyes of God.
知道吗？这些婚姻的誓言，在神的眼中是非常非常看重的。
Right. Yeah. And so God says, when you disregard that vow, it's wrong. It's unlawful.
我们知道说，如此的背约是不合理的，不合法的。
Yeah. You're not respecting marriage like you ought to.
就没有尊重婚姻。
So there's a lot more we can say, but we don't have time today. Yeah.
我们今天时间可能就不够了。
Can I give you a few practical suggestions as we close?
我可不可以给大家一些实际的建议？
Understanding, applying Jesus' teaching on marriage and divorce will change our mindset, our approach to marriage.
如果我们真正认识耶稣关于婚姻和离婚的教导，会改变我们的心思和我们的生活。
Marriage is not for everyone.
并不是所有人都会进入婚姻。
Marriage is not something we enter into hastily.
我们不应该轻率、草率地进入。
Or carelessly just because we're lonely.
或者就是因为感觉到孤独，就不加思索就进入了。
And I think many ill-fitted unions or marriages could be avoided if Christians would heed biblical instruction.
如果基督徒他们得到根据圣经的教导和帮助，那么他们就不会草率地进入那些后来产生问题的婚姻。
Paul counsels us to marry a person who is in the Lord.
保罗就劝导我们说要嫁要娶主里的人。
不用随便选呢 ，right? Right? Make sure that this person is on the same path, right?They're on the same path. They're in the Lord. They believe and trust Christ.
只是要嫁娶在主里的人。
Yeah, marriage could be the second biggest decision you make in your life. That's huge, right?
除了信神，这是我们人生中第二个最重大的决定。
So it's a decision you make, hopefully not alone, but you make with others around you who God has given you.
所以盼望我们不是说单独一个人就做决定，我们是与神。给我们周围那些与我们关系亲密的人一起所做的决定。
One of those choices we make for life, so that's pretty big.
这是终身的决定，所以我们需要非常的慎重。
Thankfully, Christians have more resources than those that are non-Christians, and they have small group leaders, and they have elders and pastors in their churches, or wise people in their families who they can take advantage of before they make final decisions about marriage.
我们感谢神，基督徒应该比不信的人，我们有更多的资源。我们在神的家中，我们有牧师，我们有长老，我们有小组带领的人他们可以来帮助我们。
And if the young person or the person getting married says, well, you really don't know this person, but I really love them.
那个有的时候有的人会说你们不了解那个人，我真的很爱他。
And I would, my answer would be, well, how is that possible? How is it that you know this person in complete isolation from your parents, from your church, from your life, your Christian life? How is that possible? That's not a good idea. Nobody knows this person, and you're considering wedding this person. That's a recipe for disaster.
我给他们一点挑战，就是说，仔细想想这个情形怎么会变成这样？就是说，你就说我独自这个，我自己一个人非常爱这个人，但是我周围所有跟我很亲密的人都对那个人一无所知，这是不是一个健康的情形？那如果我们在这件事上小心的话，我们就会避免进入很多将来会后悔的关系。
Couples need to steer clear of popular media because that will devalue the significance of the marital relationship.
我们要谨慎去看那些流行的媒体，这样子我们就把彼此的关系看得更重。
Instead, like we're doing this morning, we let the Word examine us. Whether it's here or in small groups or in our homes, we let that Word continue to inform, cleanse us, examine us.
那就像我们今天早上，我们让神的话来鉴察我们，来洁净我们。
Yeah. Remember and affirm if you're still in a marital relationship, please affirm your spouse's positive aspects frequently.
如果我们在婚姻的关系当中，我们要常常的用正面的话来肯定我们的配偶。
And remember, go back and remember what it was that first attracted you to one another.
让我们常常记得一开始他是如何吸引你的。
Remember what it was that brought you together.
让我们记得是什么把我们联合在一起。
And ask the Lord to help you rekindle that fondness, that affection that you have for one another.
求神让彼此能够重燃爱火。
And learn to apologize. This is an important relationship, right? So learn to confess your faults one to another. Learn to apologize often. Also to confess your wrongdoing to God. That's how you value that relationship.
也要学会道歉，说出自己做错的地方尤其是也对神在神面前的过犯。
And then you call out like I do, like you do. You call out to God for grace and help.
然后我们就求神的怜悯来帮助我们。
Lord, help me to love my spouse. Help me to love and respect them.
让我求神来帮助我们爱我们的配偶。
I know it's not easy, right? We anybody that's been married for a while, there are times when it's not easy.
如果你结婚有点年日，你知道说这不是容易的。
And if you're already divorced, then receive God's forgiveness. Okay? Yeah, this message is not meant to put salt in a wound today. That's not my purpose.
如果你有离婚的经历，你知道说这个，我这个信息不是为了目的，不是为了在伤口上撒盐。
Even if in hindsight you're not sure if all the reasons were justifiable for the divorce, take God's word of forgiveness for yourself and take it upon yourself.
如果你觉得这个你的离婚乃是有理由的，还是要照神的话。
Yeah, and together look to God for grace and help. Right.
要求神的恩典来帮助。
And make a decision to cultivate a better way of life. Right.
要按照神来重新处理自己的关系。
Right. A life of communion with God, where you're responding to God daily together.
与神交通来回应神的爱。
Right. And then if God brings someone along later, that's fine. You know, just make sure we remember some of these principles that we were reminded of today.
也许神将来把另一位带到你的生活中让我们记得我们今天所交通的。
Right. Yeah. Remember that whether you're married or single, you belong to the Lord.
我们不论是结婚了还是单身，我们都是主的人。
Right.And then at the very end of this text, wow, okay, at the very end of this text we see verses 13 to 16 and we maybe wonder why Mark appended these verses on the children to this whole marital discussion, but there's a connection.
接下来我们看见13到16节讲到这些小孩子，我们会想说为什么在论到婚姻之后讲这段关于小孩子的话。
We read in verse 13, and they were bringing children to Jesus that he might touch them, and the disciples rebuked them. But when Jesus saw it, he was indignant and said to them, Let the children come to me. Do not hinder them, for to such belongs the kingdom of God. Truly, I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child shall not enter it. And he took them in his arms and blessed them, laying his hands on them.
有人带着小孩子来见耶稣，时间关系就不读太长了。耶稣说，让小孩子到我这里来，不要禁止他们，因为在神国里的正是这样的人。
So I believe the last point is that our ways, if we're not careful in our marriages, can hinder or hurt the children.
我觉得说，如果我们对于我们的婚姻的关系不谨慎的话，会伤害到我们的孩子们。
The disciples' attitudes towards children were shaped and reflected societal norms of that time.
门徒当时对待孩子的态度，就是反映他们当时社会对孩子的态度。
What do these children want? Get them out of here. Yeah.
他们认为孩子是碍事的，要把他们挪开。
But note Jesus' indignation, his anger over how children were viewed and treated.
但是耶稣让他们看见说，在神眼中怎样看待孩子。
Jesus has an invitation. He said, "Let them come. Let them come to me."
耶稣邀请说，让小孩子到我这里来。
Don't get in the way of this wonderful work that the Spirit of God is doing around you and in you as He draws the little ones to Jesus.
神在我们周围，在我们的生命当中工作，来吸引小孩子的。
Because little children are naturally drawn to Jesus.
小孩子很自然的就受耶稣的吸引。
They're open, they're receptive, and it's just a very natural thing for them to want to hear about and to be with Jesus.
他们是敞开的，他们容易接受，他们愿意来到耶稣面前。
So instead of hindering the children, we should be aware of what the Spirit of God is doing in and around us.
所以我们不要拦阻小孩子，我们要感受神的灵在我们当中如何的工作。
Right?He says to such, these little ones, the ones that we think are insignificant, to such belongs the kingdom of God.
要承受将来在神国里的正是这样的人。
Maybe that's a word for all of us. Receive the kingdom of God, this new life, this reign of God. Receive it like you were little children.
这话今天也是对我们这样说的，因为要承受神国的正是像这样的小孩子。
Okay, insights and application. I don't think we're going to do that. We've had enough insights and application. I think we're good.
我们已经有足够的看见和应用了。
Yeah. Thank you for the opportunity to address a topic that's a little touchy. Yeah.
感谢大家，让我有机会来讲这个比较困难挑战的话题。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Lord, we thank you for your word. Yeah.
是我们感谢你的话。
Thank you for speaking to us today.
感谢你向我们来说话。
Help us to all of us, whether single or married, to freshly offer ourselves to you, Lord.
帮助我们每一个，不管是单身的还是结婚的，让我们把自己再献给你。
To say yes to Jesus.
让我们向着耶稣来说是。
In our singleness or in our whatever state, married state, whatever our reality is at this moment, help us to present our bodies to you as set apart to God.
不管我们是单身的还是有家的，让我们把自己献给你。
We need your help and grace, Lord.
需要你的恩典怜悯。
In your merciful name we pray. Amen.
奉你恩典怜悯的名祷告。
Amen.